is conveyed in the sequence that's identified there is the truth that these verses are designed by God to bring the final revival that we know as the latter rain time period to God's people. And the formula for bringing this final revival is the fact that these this truth that is contained within these verses is a truth that is of such a nature that it can be used by the Holy Spirit to awaken a Laodicean from his sleepy condition. If you and I truly understand from these verses that the next thing that's going to happen in Bible prophecy is a Sunday law in the United States, and that at that point we will demonstrate the character that we've developed prior to that test and maintain that character for eternity, then we are individually confronted with the responsibility we have to put aside every idol and every false concept that we've been clinging to as Laodiceans that have been preventing us from finishing the work of character development, which is definitely the work of the Holy Spirit. But as Sister White says, it is left us to remedy these defects. So it's a work that we must enter into. And when we realize that probation is about to close, there is the formula for this final revival. If everyone that was hearing this presentation right now in this room, or anyone that was hearing it on an audio tape, would understand the implications and through the power of the Holy Spirit remove all these hindrances from our life, there would be a revival take place in each of us. And this revival is the very first work that Sister White identifies that we should be working for. Now, in Testimonies Volume 5, the passage that we read, it said, "Search the Scriptures for yourself, that ye may understand the fearful solemnity of the present hour." Brothers and sisters, Sister White says that over and over again, that we have a responsibility to search the Scriptures for ourselves. And sure enough, this is one of the most serious problems with understanding these verses here. We, in our last presentation on the Glorious Land, we touched upon the modern critics teaching that the Glorious Land of verse 41 is the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And if you understand the Glorious Land of verse 41 is the Seventh-day Adventist Church, then you turn this passage of Scripture into a very mundane, insignificant